Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Time for the Week in Health. What is the latest in the health world? We go over it every week with Dr. Jeremy Silver, a medical director, emergency medicine, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital. And Dr. Silver, how are you on this gorgeous Sunday morning?
Good morning, Dean. Hard to be anything but terrific.
Yeah, it's pretty nice outside. I wanted to start off with all the stories of salmonella that have been out there right now. Some of it has come from stories of tainted lunch meat. It is coming from some other areas. From where does salmonella actually come that may be infecting some of our foods?
It comes from the guts of farm animals like poultry. And so ultimately the excrement of those animals. And as we know, the farm is not always a clean place. And so the food that is produced from these large farms is often contaminated. In fact, by one account, one of every 25 packages of chicken sold in grocery stores around the U.S. contains salmonella.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's not to
freak
people out.
That's very disturbing.
It is disturbing, yes. Very disturbing. But, you know, the world of microbes is all around us. We have more microbes in our bodies than we do cells in our bodies. So this is something we live with. And the key is preparing the food properly, storing it safely, and cooking it to the appropriate temperature. And so those are the keys to try and reduce the risk of becoming infected.
Well, this latest outbreak is pretty close to home. It's actually in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services said that 65 people in 9 states that originated on a Wisconsin farm have been infected through eggs that are believed to have been sold in Wisconsin, in Illinois, and in Michigan through retail stores and food service distributors. The recall includes all types of eggs, including conventional, cage-free, organic, and non-GMO types of foods. You know, you think you're being safer with organic products, but I guess salmonella can affect anything, right?
It can. In fact, salmonella is the most frequently reported cause of foodborne illness. And so, really, eggs, meat, many types of animal-based products can be affected. The key is, you know, as my mother always used to say, cook your eggs, honey. So, if you're eating eggs, particularly if they're not the eggs that you purchased, you never know where they're coming from. So I would never recommend eating runny eggs at a restaurant. That may sound crazy talk to some folks. And I know many people like the runny eggs, but that's one of the easiest ways to avoid becoming sick.
Yeah, no, my dad used to love runny eggs. It grossed us out when we were kids. He'd be sitting there slurping up a storm with eggs that are not cooked. It's disgusting, number one. But what about the pasteurization process, which is supposed to, make eggs safer? Does that prevent against salmonella, the pasteurization?
It should, but again, nothing's perfect. And so, often the eggs are packaged proximally to where they're prepared. So even if they're pasteurized, but the packaging has bacteria in it from a glove of a worker, then the pasteurization was effectively useless.
Oh, so it may actually be coming from the egg shell, from the processing, the carton itself.
Correct.
May have come in it. So the pasteurization, the sterilization of the actual egg product may not have anything to do with it. It could be something outside of all of that.
Correct.
How do you know if you have been infected with salmonella?
Well, you may not know. In fact, with these outbreaks, we're talking about small numbers of people who are hospitalized. But that doesn't include the many people who may have had a little symptom but then didn't end up becoming ill because their immune system effectively eradicated the illness. But with salmonella, it's typically gut stuff, you know, diarrhea, abdominal cramping, abdominal pain, vomiting, maybe fevers. You might have bloody diarrhea. And so, you know, the recommendation would be, you know, if you've eaten out recently, or even if you haven't, if you start becoming ill and you have abdominal pain and ongoing diarrhea that lasts more than a few hours or a day, you know, it's something to get looked at.
Mm. Well, enjoy your breakfast, everyone. Enjoy those omelets out there today.
Yeah, we've ruined it. On to lunch.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, this is not the only kind of way that salmonella can be delivered. There have been lots of stories about lunch meat and other food products where salmonella, it's that same sort of unsanitary food processing that can infect foods. It can come from more than just eggs.
Chicken meat is the big one. And so if you're, you know, if you're prepping chicken in your kitchen, you can do a few things. You know, I keep a box of quote unquote latex. They're not really latex, nitrile gloves, as they're called, in our kitchen. And if I'm prepping meat of any kind, you know, I'll use a cutting board designated for the meat, a knife for the meat.
Yeah.
I'll use my gloves. And the one thing I don't do, Dean, is I don't wash the meat off. Because all you're doing by washing the meat is spreading those bacteria around your kitchen.
Yeah, splashing them around, right?
When you think
you're cleaning. I do the same thing. Gloves when I'm handling any kind of uncooked meat, and a separate cutting board. I haven't used a separate knife, but now you've got me paranoid, and I think I'm going to start. I am the wrong person. Jeremy McJermington, that's me. I'm all about trying to avoid all that stuff. Let me take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with Dr. Jeremy Silver. Dean Richards Sunday Morning with Dr. Jeremy Silver, Medical Director, Emergency Medicine, Kishwaukee Hospital. A bunch of people chiming in on the salmonella story, Doctor. One, for example, 217 area code, saying, when I was a kid, my dad owned a tavern in Bridgeport, and men would order a beer with a raw egg in it. That's not safe, right? In addition to it being incredibly disgusting.
It's one way to get your protein, but certainly not a way that I would advise.
Not safe at all, right? The whole raw
Correct.
Egg issue. I mean, some totally people...
Totally inadvisable.
There are lots of recipes where you incorporate a raw egg. I mean, to make mayonnaise, it's a raw egg and oil. That's how you make mayonnaise, but that's not safe either. I mean, however, you're using a raw egg, it's just simply not safe, right?
Correct. I think immediately of Caesar salad dressing
right.
when they do it at the restaurant.
Is 708 area code, is Listeria more dangerous than salmonella? Been a lot of stories
Listeria
about that.
Listeria is pretty darn dangerous. Yeah, Listeria is dangerous. And, you know, I wouldn't want to, you know, pit one against the other and say, you know, one is, quote, more dangerous, but I think, you know, certainly Listeria has caused a number of deaths this year from that outbreak at the Boar's Head plant. I think it was at Virginia. I'm not sure which state it was in. Raw meat or poorly prepared or uncooked meat, cold cuts that had been stored at a higher temperature or exposed to the bacteria, and it can be quite severe, particularly for those with poor immune systems or young children, babies, for instance, are particularly susceptible to that.
What's the difference between Listeria and Salmonella?
Just different types of bacteria with different characteristics, but both can make you pretty darn ill, and Listeria is certainly deadly, and Salmonella, in fact, can be deadly. Both very pathogenic.
773 area code, with the holiday season just coming upon us, should we not wash our whole turkeys before roasting them for Thanksgiving?
I think I would stand by my comments before that, you know, the washing doesn't really do anything in terms of making the food more clean, and it spreads germs around the kitchen. So, yeah, I mean, that would be my stance. I wouldn't wash it.
Yeah, I think the roasting process would kill anything that...
It's the heat, correct. It's the heat that kills.
Yeah, that would... So I think you'd be safe to not do that, and you're only increasing... Especially if you've got a giant turkey, there's no delicate way to handle that of, trying to wash it. It's a mess to do it, and you're just, spreading your chances for more infection. 608 area code asks, if you received an RSV vaccine last year, does it need to be repeated this year?
Interesting question. My personal suggestion, that first of all, I'm not sure if you're talking about a child or an adult, but I think that I would defer that question to the primary care doctor or pediatrician, because I just don't know the context. So there's no, I guess, short answer is there's no general advice I can give on that other than to get specific advice from your doctor.
Yeah. What is the recommendation for getting RSV? I mean, should we all be getting RSV vaccines?
Yeah, there is a vaccine out for children. And I believe it's 6 months to 2 years, but I don't quote me on that, Dean. That's available. It became available last year, and I definitely recommend it to the appropriate age groups. Again, run that by your pediatrician, and, you know, in terms of availability, whether it's widely available, I'm not certain. And then in the older age groups, you know, people over 65 is definitely recommended. And then, of course, pregnant women should definitely look at all these vaccines when they're talking to their OBGYN.
All right. Very good. We'll get into more next week. Dr. Jeremy Silver, Medical Director, Emergency Medicine, Northwestern Medicine's Kishwaukee Hospital. Hope you have a great day today, Doc. Thank you so much.
Same to you, sir. Take care.